with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The SAVE Act, or Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, is being debated in the Senate, despite the fact that right now it does not have the votes to pass. Senate Majority Leader John Thune was asked why he's bothering with lengthy debate on a bill that has little chance of passing.
At the end of the day, I just don't know how you defend a position that you need to be a citizen in this country, not only to register to vote, but also to be able to show an ID when you vote. And we'll see how long the Democrats want to defend that position, and maybe none of them will be won over at the end. That's entirely possible. But I think the having the fight, having the debate on the floor of the Senate is important.
President Trump is one of the biggest supporters of the legislation, but the bill needs 60 votes to move forward because of the filibuster rule. Director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center Joe Kent has resigned his position because of the war with Iran, saying Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. And he asserted that, quote, "we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby," unquote. President Trump says Joe Kent was wrong.
And I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it.
Israel says it has killed two senior Iranian security officials in overnight strikes and a major wartime blow to the country's leadership. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 46 points, the S&P 500 up by 16. This is SRN News. Americans Support Evangelism correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the hottest tickets in Rome this week is to a four-lecture series on the Antichrist being given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel. Thiel is not a theologian. He's co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, the data mining equipment that works closely with the Defense Department. He's also openly homosexual, telling the Republican National Convention in 2016, "I'm proud to be gay." This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Amazon says it's now offering even speedier delivery.
For a fee, customers in more than 2,000 areas can now get orders from among 90,000 items delivered in 3 hours. The charge is $4.99 for Amazon Prime members and $14.99 for non-members. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil prices resumed their rise because of the war with Iran, but U.S. stocks held steadier this time around. The S&P 500 saw a rise of 0.2%, up 16 points to close at 6,716. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.1%, up 46 points, 46,993. And the NASDAQ was up by 105 points. Airline stocks climbed after Delta and others raised their forecast for upcoming revenue. Treasury yields eased. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.